The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Welcome, everybody, to Radio Boomers Live. And this is live. I'm here. I'm talking to you. And, of course, then again, if you're listening to this next year, it's on an archive show, then it won't be live. But we got so much stuff going on, so much interesting stuff. And Reetha's doing a photo shoot today, a movie shoot. All kinds of shoots. She's always shooting with something here. We got October 23rd tomorrow, guys. Channel announcements for the Easy Way Empire's growing. Eric's channels, his TV channels, 9 a.m. tomorrow. Go to facebook.com/EZulli. We got the Film On channel, DirecTV, and the Easy Way Wall of Fame. We'll be talking about that. Wow, there's a lot of stuff going on. This is exciting. I'm just trying to keep up with it. You know, and we've got some interesting guests coming up. We've got Tamara Hunter, Chemo Buddies, next week will be on the show. And then we got Chris Miller, Billy Moore, ABC Youth Foundation will be on the 12th as my guest. And Dr. Gregory Brown, he's also going to be on the he's on the Easy Way Wall of Fame, but he's also the cover of Influential People magazine. He's got the new mind, new body. And guys, we got a party bus being put together for the trip from the 9th to the 11th at the Palms Hotel, Jason Burke's High Performance Summit. This is getting exciting. And, you know, we got some tech stuff here, too, because, real quick, I'll just tell you, while the engineer is prepping it, so while we have a guest, and the guest is talking about their sweater line, their book, or whatever, you can see what we're talking about. And that's kind of cool technology. And, guys, we had a birthday today. Our own Easy Way Wall of Famer, Christopher Loyes. Happy birthday, Christopher. And from that happy birthday, we're going to go on to Hot Topic time. Because the time goes so fast. And if we're not ready for that, I'm just going to shout out some more of it. There we go.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I want to put a little positive spin on some of this stuff because there's a lot of stuff in the news that's negative, but I found an article by Dylan Matthews in the Vox, and it's 23 charts and maps that show the world is getting much, much better. How about that for a twist? Yep. Things are, there's bleak times and so on and so forth, but a lot of things are improving. I'm going to share some of that with you. You know, we have a lot of these scandals going on, and we got 200 admired and powerful men have been accused of the misconduct, sexual misconduct, and so on and so forth. And, you know, just the stuff I've been reporting to with the earthquakes and hurricanes and devastation afterwards. You know, when you hear about this stuff on the news, it's one thing. But when the news fades down, do some more research and you'll see what goes on. But this is all real but and very alarming. But it would be a mistake. I'm going to go on this little article. It's kind of on a positive site. To view that as the sum total of the world in 2018. Under the radar, some aspects of life on Earth are getting dramatically better. How about that? Extreme poverty has fallen by half since 1990, and life expectancy is increasing in poor countries. I know, you're sitting back going, what? And there are many more signs of improvement like that everywhere you turn. But many of us aren't aware of the ways the world is getting better because the press and humans in general have strong negative bias. Bad economic news, more coverage than good news, negative experiences affect people more and longer than positive ones. Survey evidence consistently indicates that few people in rich countries have any clue that the world has taken a happier turn in recent decades. One poll in 2016 found that only 8% of U.S. residents knew that global poverty had fallen since 1996. So, you know, it's worth paying attention to some of this stuff. For instance, economic progress. Extreme poverty has fallen. All right, how about that? This is probably the most important chart on the list. Now, you can't see the chart, so I'll explain it to you. The extraordinary rate of economic growth in India and China, as well as slower but still significant growth in other developing countries, has led to a huge decline in the share of rural population living on less than $1.90 a day. Hunger is falling, although we see all the signs and all the commercials and all the TV, it's still an issue. Reduction in hunger by country from 2017 by the International Food Policy Research Institute. All right, the map shows changes in the Global Hunger Index, and the changes are between 2000-2017, there's been a dramatic change. Child labor is on the decline. Any amount of child labor is too much labor, and the world didn't meet International Labor Organization's goal of eliminating the worst forms of child labor by 2016, but the rate has fallen. The rate of decline, approximately 40% reduction from 2000-2016, and that's worth celebrating. People in developed countries have more leisure time. So, see, these are all positive things. Work hours in the U.S. haven't fallen much in recent decades, certainly in relation to Europe. But compared to the late 19th century, developed countries have much more reasonable work schedules today. So, you know, I'm just giving you a few of these positive things that are out there. We just don't talk about them because everybody, you know, a lot of times it draws more attention to see the negative news. The share of income spent on food has plummeted in the U.S. What? Things seem to be getting more expensive. But the overall picture, one reason the huge amount of economic progress is made globally in recent decades gets ignored is that living standards for the median American fairly stagnant. One exception to that pattern, however, is the fact that cheaper food has freed up Americans to spend more on other expenses. All right, so yes, food has gone up, but when you look at the overall percentage, it fell from 17.5% to 9.6%, the USDA notes. And the ratio has stayed at the low level since. Health. Life expectancy is rising. The increase in human life expectancy is a pretty recent phenomenon. Lifespans fell in Europe from 1850 to 1870, and a slower pace of public health improvements driven by neglect and so on and so forth. But lifespans have doubled or more in the world ever since. Child mortality rates are down. Child mortality has fallen more than half since 1990. Death in childbirth is more rare. People have been getting taller over the centuries. And a big one is the one on malaria, because I don't know if you realize this, but malaria is still one of the world's biggest killers, particularly in tropical regions. And when you do the research on this, but it's treatable, but far more effective than treatment is prevention through insecticide-treated bed nets, these nets when they distribute them, and they're getting distributed more, are making a big difference. And with that, we're going to have to move on to Jim's Hot Topic, or...
Are you tired of doing business the hard way?
Mercy.
Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to BoomerBoost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's BoomerBoost.com or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
And that's what it's all about. Boomer Boost. I take Boomer Boost, and I take it every morning, and it makes a difference. We have a very special guest, Christoph Lyman, on with us today. He's a keynote speaker, America's favorite five-star customer service experience expert. He's a best-selling author of two outstanding books on five-star customer service and hospitality. He's the founder and president of the National Customer Service Association Las Vegas chapter. He has his own company, which he's going to be telling you about, customer service and training consulting company, Aspire. He has helped many, many people grow and is a very inspiring person. And this, I'll tell you what, talking about elevating the quality of customer service. And, you know, there's a lot to this customer service. And basically, wait till you hear the statistics on what he is doing and how it can make a difference. But there's more than that. Christoph he was also a missionary in Asia. He speaks the Philippine language. And what here's the thing, guys. What he teaches can make a difference in 60% of what a customer will invest in you. Christopher, are you on the line with us?
Hello, good morning. It's Christoph, actually. Yes, yes, yes. James, how are you, Mr.
Christoph,
Zulli?
Christoph, sorry about
I'm very
this.
Excited.
Christoph.
No worries.
Christoph,
happy
Christoph.
Monday.
Thanks for coming on with us, because I know you're a busy guy, and I'll tell you, I wanted to go into more of your bio, but we'd be here for an hour. You have such an interesting bio here. And I'll tell you, Christoph Lyman has taken the term customer service, and when you hear the term, you think, okay, you know, customer service, treat the customer right. But you have no idea when you look at the stats on the difference. You have taken this to an art. And I made a statement and I read, when you deal with somebody, the first impression can make a 60% or more difference on what that client will invest with you. This can make the difference of you sending your kids to college, of the kind of house you're going to buy, the neighborhood you're going to buy it, and the kind of car you drive, just from what you're doing. This is important stuff. I mean,
I agree, James, absolutely. You know, customer service, the customer experience seems to, you were talking in the segment earlier about how things are improving. And in this arena, you know, I think there's a polarization too. In some ways, many businesses and industries, I believe, have kind of let customer service go to the wayside. It's become a kind of a lost art because of the advent and the increase of digital media, digital marketing, social media marketing. And it seems like businesses feel like, a lot of times, or business owners feel like, well, I need to put my money into one or the other. I need to budget for advertising and marketing, or I put my money into, you know, customer service training. But I think that absolutely both of them have to go hand in hand in
they
order
have
for a business to grow and thrive. And, you know, I go to a lot of events, and I was interviewed yesterday by our Easy Way family member, Tamara Hunter. And I said to her, I always hear marketers say, marketing is the lifeblood of your business. And I absolutely agree that we have to have marketing. But the other side is, I say, if marketing is the lifeblood, then customer service is the oxygen
foundation
to your business. It's the foundation.
Talking about
you can't live without either.
Time. Oh, you know, and when I read the statistics about this, the stats about some of this stuff, it's like, this is definitely the foundation. And this article is saying, when you walk into a place, the first impression, the meeting, the receptionist, the color, the smell that you get, looking around, panning, and talking to the person, and the basic customer service that you get will make a total difference in how those people, you know, can work with you and what they feel subconsciously in investing with you. But what's amazing, it's just the first impression, and the customer service just basically determines the whole thing. So what determines the level or quality of customer service that a company delivers to the clientele? What would you say that would be?
I think it comes down to one word, and it's training. It's absolutely
training.
You know, here's what happens. People have this natural assumption that because they are good at the skill set of their job, and I like to use an example that maybe we all can relate. So let's say somebody is an amazing auto mechanic. He's just the best of the best. He knows his craft. He does his job well. He's the, you know, top notch. So because he's got such a great following, somebody says, "Hey, Bill, why don't you go open your own auto body shop? You're so good at it." So, okay, great.
Yeah.
So he gets investors. He opens up a business. And just because he's a brilliant auto mechanic, that doesn't mean that his team necessarily knows how to answer the phone correctly, knows how to greet the people when they come into the store, that they know how to follow up with great communication. People are very good at what they've been trained and their skill set and what they've gone to school for, but we've got to add the other side of customer service training. And like you hit it on the head, first impressions last forever.
Yep.
Now we can turn it around, but, you know, training is so super important. And, you know, am I biased? Of course, because that's what I do, but I see the difference. You know, the companies that are excelling are
who
are doing constant training. They're always on the cutting edge. It's not the ones that are with the companies and the businesses that are 2 or 3.5 stars on Yelp are the ones who say, well, yeah, I don't think we really need training. But the ones who are at 4, 4.5, 5 stars, they say, hey, we're good. We want to be great. We're great. We want to keep becoming excellent.
Exactly.
The answer, training. No, absolutely.
You know, and they don't realize. And, you know, when I'm reading some of the stuff and going, wow, it's just like I had to. So go ahead, build your office space, build your warehouse, have your products and that. But if you don't stop and do your research, and when you do the research, what brings the clientele in? What is it that really gets them motivated? And it gets down to basically it's how you present yourself, the customer service. And this is it's beyond important. And it's going to, like I said, it's going to make a difference. If you have a business, if your business is going to really be profitable, or it's just going to get by enough to pay the rent. And so talk to us about your touch points and how you would, you know, how that would affect the customer journey and overall.
Absolutely. So every time there's an interaction between any customer, and we say customer, that could include prospects. And we use customer as a general term, whether they've already bought in or they're a prospect. But anytime a customer has an interaction with a business or a service professional of any sort of any industry, they go on what we call an emotional journey. That means they have an emotional set point. They have, you know, they have certain expectations. They have a certain emotion that they walk into your business with. You know, if they walk into a law firm, they may have trepidation. They may have skepticism. They may have a little bit of fear. Right. If you walk into a dentist's office, maybe the same thing. If you walk into a restaurant, you're on a date, you might have, you know, high expectations. You're in a romantic mood. You're in a celebratory mood. So there's always some kind of emotional set point. The question is, you as the business owner, as the service professional, what are you doing to positively impact that emotional set point? Where are you taking that customer on that emotional journey? Sometimes, I'll give you a great example. An emotional journey can be seconds long. I go to a gas station, I walk inside and use my credit card inside instead of at the pump, and I walk in. So how long is that interaction? It could be 30 seconds, it could be a minute and a half, but I mean, it's not long, right? Even if there's a line, it's not a very long wait. So I go to this one gas station here in Las Vegas. I walk in the door, and every time I walk in the door, hey, good morning, how are you? Let me know if you need anything. And I'm like, whoa, where's this coming from? Walk up to, you know, okay, I need 20 bucks on number five. Would you like some peanuts with that? Would you like some of this? No, that's fine, just 20 bucks. Great. Well, you have a great day out there, sir. Be safe, be safe, be happy, be fine, be whatever she says. And she does this every single time. You're like, okay, wow. How do you think that impacted my day? All I did is go in to get some gas, right? But she, because she knows she has milliseconds to make an impact, and every single day, this woman, this cashier, makes an impact on people. Yesterday, I go to a different gas station, and same thing, 20 bucks on pump, whatever. The guy behind the counter, he's spitting into a paper cup. I think, what the heck? And there was one or two people in front of me in line, so I got to observe him. And then I get up closer. I thought he was chewing tobacco. No, he's eating the sunflower seeds that they do, you know, the pitchers do. So he's got a mouthful of sunflower seeds, chewing on them, and spitting into the cup. And then I say 20 on five, and he says, anything else? No, I'm going to get out of here as soon as I can.
I'm good.
So
I'm
look
out.
At the difference. I'm fine.
So we got.
And right. Every time we have an internet – Go ahead.
This is a gold mine. This is good stuff. And, you know, just real quick, I walked into a gas station and the lady looked like just like a robot. She's, you know, next. And I looked at a name tag and they said her name. And I said, so how's your day going? You know, or where else would you rather be? Made a little joke, you know. And her whole attitude changed. But I just got more stuff for you. Is it really, Christoph, is it really possible to train and teach customer service excellence, though? Is it, can you teach it? Shouldn't it, does this be something that would just be a natural thing?
Yes, you can teach it because that's what we do. We do teach it. I think here's the thing is that because people, I believe that people are inclined to do good. People want to do well. People are programmed. I believe that we have this natural desire to do excellence, to be excellent. But if we are not given the tools, the teaching, the training, the empowerment, as well as the accountability, then just because you put somebody in a position and say, here's your responsibilities, that doesn't mean that they're gonna fly high because they haven't been empowered. You know what I mean? And I think, you know, oftentimes companies don't bring somebody in until there's a problem. Oh, well, we have to fix a problem. We have to find out why, you know, why we're losing money, why we're spending so much money on labor costs, why our people are so disengaged, instead of being proactive from the very beginning. You know, my book, The Customer Experience, I talk about every chapter actually begins with the letter E. I didn't plan it that way, but after about the fourth chapter, I said, hey, there's a pattern here. So the first chapter is called Energy and Emotion, and it talks about how our energy and our emotion affects the customer's experience.
I'm just gonna bring
the second
up.
Chapter
Good.
Is
I love
called
it.
Envisionment. And I say before you even, you know, paint the walls, you know, choose what color carpet, decide what the cute, you know, whatever, all of those outside things, before you do that, you need to sit down and figure out, envision what kind of business are you going to be? What kind of experience are you going to create for your customers? So if you're opening, you know, a body shop and this other person's opening a body shop or a Mexican restaurant or whatever the case may be, what's going to separate you from the other one a half mile down the road. And, you know, the products may be very similar. The if you're talking about a restaurant, the recipes, the food may be very, very similar. So is, are you going to depend upon the ambiance and the decor to separate you, or a tagline, some kind of a catchy tagline that makes you stand apart? I think it, and I think I'm absolutely convinced that it has to be the customer experience. What experience are you going to create for your customer? And the bottom line is this: how are you making your customers feel? It's not, I'm sorry, it's not really deep. It's not, it's not high tech kind of stuff. This is real simple, basic stuff. I think a lot of times we miss it.
It's like you are the kind of person in your company that you just throw on a big light in when you first walk into a company or organization. It's got this dismal thing, but yet it might have a lot of skills and talents and ways that could help your business. But you go in and you hit the switch and the lights are there and it just brings up, wow, this is really good stuff. This is, and I was just going to bring
you
up your book, The Customer Experience, and all that, and you cover it. But I'll tell you what, we have to, we're out of time on this segment. We have to go into commercial, but this stuff is a goldmine.
Sure.
And people that are in the business have to realize that what you're doing with the customer service, and you have it down to an art, is going to make, for sure, no doubt about it, from the research I've read, not just a difference, a big difference in what,
absolutely,
you know, the kind of income they can get from certain clientele. So it's a fact. So I want to have, can you give us your information real quick on how they can contact you? And your book is The Customer Experience, which goldmine.
Sure. I have two websites, but I'll make, let's see. Well, here we go. ChristophJWyman.com, ChristophFF, like Frank, JWEIHMAN.com, or maybe this is easier, Aspire, ASPIRE, the number 2, WOW.com. So it's Aspire2Wow.com. I'm all over the internet. You look up Christoph. You can find me on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. You know,
that's right.
There's only one Christoph Wyman on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on any social media site. So pretty easy to find me. And, yeah, I welcome people to reach out to me. If you want your business to grow and expand and explode, let's elevate the quality of the customer experience that you and your team deliver and bring some joy and life back into your team.
This is good stuff, and people have to realize how good it is. This, you got to promise that you'll come back because we got more stuff to cover. We couldn't cover it all. This is a gold mine. People, guys, I did the research. I saw the stats. This stuff is for real. Christopher can make a difference in your company right off the bat when you walk in the door. Thank you, Christopher Wyman, for coming on the show. I know you're a busy guy, and let's have you back.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much. I enjoyed it. I can't wait till the next time.
You're the man, and God bless you for what you're doing because you're making a difference. Okay, guys.
Thank you, James.
Time for commercial.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Hello, world. Here we are. Once again, we woke up another day. How about that? Anyway, I'm so happy to be here today with you, and I am really excited and happy, because guess what? I've got the Happy Laughing Yoga as my guest today. Good morning, Yogi Ramesh Pandey.
Good morning, Carmelita. Hi, Yogi here.
I'm telling you, we've got it going on.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on the show. And I think the world needs happiness, and everybody's going through stress, depression, anxiety, and it's time to energize your heart, body, and mind and feel good and say, I'm happy.
Yes, and what you tell your spirit, your soul, and especially yourselves, that you are happy is energizing. And it is manifesting, because I have learned that through research that our cells, when they are happy, our bodies are happy, because our cells have an intelligence. And they have an intelligence. They drink, they eat, they poop, they do all of those things. And we have to keep them clean, and we have to keep them energized with our happy thoughts, because my mother used to tell me years ago, she said, thoughts are things, and that is so true. You tell them about it, Yogi.
Yeah, I'd like to tell you, our body is made of 100 trillion cells and 72,000 nerves. And oxygen therapy is the best and cheapest medicine. One can do breathing exercise, get rid of all overall body weakness, muscle aches, depression, dizziness, irritability, fatigue, memory loss, all these cells of God, bodies of earth. When you breathe him, you feel him. When you feel him, you enjoy him. So life becomes celebration of joy, love, and peace. That's why I say celebrate life with the laughter, because I teach oxygen and laughter therapy includes mood-enhancing endorphin into the bloodstream, creating a feeling of happiness while suppressing stress-inducing chemicals in the body. Other benefits of the therapy include improved overall circulation, increases strength, endurance, balance, metabolism, immune system. This all happens when you breathe in, because breath is not ordinary air. This is the prana. It's called life force, which keeps us alive. So no oxygen, body dies. Less oxygen, body cries. And more oxygen, body flies.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you.
That's a good one, Yogi. I have to remember that. And you are such a happy person. Every time I see you, you are just breathing happiness. What do you do besides knowing this to put it in practice? You know, it's one thing to know information and have knowledge, but another thing to be able to put it in practice. And you always practice it all the time. How do you keep that up?
Yeah, no, it took about 39 years to open my heart. I was living in Hollywood, you know, La Brea and Franklin, and then I went to the on top of the hill there, and the hill, I felt that energy. I'm happy, I'm relaxed, I'm joy, I'm love, I'm peace, I'm light. It came from my heart, so my heart opened up, and then I felt the voice of God within, as he said, you got to do breathing and laughing this, and teach the world how to be healthy, how to be happy. So what I do in the morning when I get up, I just do take deep breathing, breathe in, ha, 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 breathe out all the toxins in the lungs, the stomach, colon, kidney, liver, pancreas, brain, all the cells. They need to clean it up. There are toxic cells which causes cancer, heart disease, depression, anxiety. And say, breathe in.
Oh, listen to that. Listen to this and happy man.
That will make
you're
a difference.
You're going to make me laugh now, okay? Oh, boy. It's contagious, you know.
You feel the energy, the cosmic mm-hmm. vibration from consciousness. The kingdom of God is within you, what Christ said. So people don't know how to open their heart. So they go to doctor. The doctor Drew Ordgren from Channel 2 came to me and said, Yogi, I got a money, I'm not happy. Okay, I'll make you happy. So oncologist, mm-hmm. you know, dermatologist, all they come to me, say, hey, you know how to be happy. Yeah, man. Good morning, Carmelita. Are you on the cell phone? Be happy. Be happy. And you feel good. It's a positive
yes.
vibe. So it's very important to have proper breathing, proper exercise, proper diet, proper sleep, and positive thinking. That's what makes difference in life. And say, today is my laughing day. Hey, today is my laughing day. I'm happy. Hey, it's just free, free, free. Boo. Delete all the negativity. You know, everybody has cell phone. Delete. Boo. Linda. Boo, boo, boo. Michael. Boo, boo, boo. Go, go, go. It's gone. It's all in the left brain, subconscious mind. So cleansing the body with breath, energizing your heart with laughter, and energizing your life every day with joy, love, and peace. That is my message to all people in the world. They need laughing therapy. Best medicine, which is 5,000 years old, and I am the entrepreneur. I started after practicing 39 years, and I have 412 videos on YouTube. Google made a film on me. So America and the world need happiness, and I am the laughing icon to rock the world now. Power up now with Carmelita.
Yes, Yogi, and you have been bringing that message to the world for many, many years now. You've been
yes.
on many media, not just social media, outlets such as CNBC, NBC,
yes.
ABC, CBS. I feel like I'm reciting my ABCs, but anyway, you've been on all of them. I saw you posted also on Jimmy Kimmel's show, which
yeah,
is no
right.
joke. That's national TV. And, you know, you have energized so many, many. You've energized millions around the world. And I applaud you for what you are doing. People, you need to know, we're talking to Yogi Ramesh Bandi. He is a living Himalayan yogi. He originates from India. This is a land of ancient wisdom. My stepfather, by the way, he was from Pakistan, which is
wow.
right in that area. His name is Shiraz Uddin, which means Uddin means of the light. And I like to believe that my organization, the Rose Breast Cancer Society, is shedding light by sharing knowledge, because knowledge is power. And when we can empower ourselves with knowledge, We don't know what to do to keep ourselves happy and healthy. And by the way, I also want to thank you on the air for all of the support that you've given to the Rose Breast Cancer Society. You have energized the audience when we've had our big events, and they love you, and I love you. And I want to thank Pasquale, and I hope he's listening, for introducing me to you years ago. He had a, believe it was the time when he had his ribbon cutting ceremony at Park La Brea, where he had his museum at the time. And we had many city officials coming out and members of the Hollywood Arts Council, the president, vice president, they were all there. And you were there. And I'm just so happy that that occurred and that we can maintain this friendship. I'm sure that it will grow over the years, and may you share your wonderful gift to the world and continue with the light surrounding you and your health to keep you well so that you continue your mission. Before we leave, I want you to tell them your website address and how people can find you so they can meet with you personally. You are also not only a spiritual leader, you are also a teacher.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my website is universalyoga.org, and also I have a DVD for children for cancer, for heart disease, Yoga to Go, Laugh and Go. Also, I have another website called laughingyogi.org, laughingyogi.org. So they can contact me. And right now I'm in Palm Springs, California. I'm teaching on the weekend people who come with depression, anxiety, Alzheimer's, Parkinson, drug, alcohol, rehab. Working in Desert Heart Spring. Also, I'm in L.A. I'm in Downey, where I'm teaching for the last 20 years. I have to drive 2 hours. People are with me, say, I love you, Yogi. I say, okay, don't worry. I'm there for you. So there I teach on the weekdays, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. So you can go on my website, laughingyogi.org. They can find me. Or just go on Google, Laughing Yogi. I'm the one all over the world. Google has made a film on me. So very easy to go on Google, put Laughing Yogi, you'll see me, where I am, what I'm doing, all information.
Well, you are a gift to the world, Laughing Yogi. I thank you so much for being a guest on Carmelita's Corner on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
Thank you so much. A blessing to having me. I'm always there with you. I wish you all the best for everything you are doing. Thank you so much.
Oh, and by the way, before we go, we will see you October 28th at the Saban Theater for the Art of Peace Awards.
Right. I'll be there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Smart
have
phone,
a great evening. Bye-bye.
Cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, it's...
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
We've
say.
We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same. Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Well, hello, guys. I've got some new equipment here, and sorry about that little glitch. I'm talking to you, telling you all this cool stuff, but I didn't tie in my new iPhone with my laptop and all that kind of tech stuff, which I'm learning. But what I was sharing with you that you couldn't hear, that we have just, you know, so much just amazing stuff going on. I try to keep up with Eric, with the channels and the TV networks he's working with now and the people that we're dealing with. And when I talk about things like Dr. Gregory Brown, who I've got coming up on the show, and, you know, we have all right, this is good stuff. New mind, new body. He's also on the Wall of Fame, and he's going to be on the cover of Influential People magazine. But when I start researching these people, this is some interesting stuff, and I'm learning a lot of stuff. And I'm not just saying this. I've got, all right, we got bb.easywayhealth.com. All right, Boomer Boost, what's that all about? Well, for real, I'm taking this stuff, and it's like I said before, I'm not just getting the sugar energy rush like you hear about on these drinks, these power drinks. This is kind of a natural thing. It just it's got years of research, and it's a drink that you put the powder in a milk or whatever, and it covers so many issues. And you know, I talked to Christopher Williams, Cornbread Booking Agency, and I've had him on the show. And okay, I've had him on the show, but this is a cool guy. He's just an interesting individual. He takes his booking seriously. And, you know, I'm thinking like, boy, I'm meeting these people, and it's just not a business they have. They're interesting people. Teresa Schneider, TV host. You can find her on Facebook. And, you know, the list goes on. We got Mary Crawley. All right, I went to the Freedom Ball, Mary's Fight Against Sex Trafficking. Met so many interesting people. Mary takes this very seriously. And, you know, as time goes on, I'm thinking, you know, I'm calling these people up, talking to them. They take this stuff interesting, and I'm glad we wound up with the people we wound up with. The coach of the world, Jer Jesse, this is some real stuff, and she wants to reach out and touch the world seriously. And like I mentioned, Patty Sadler, PattySadler.com, I've been on her show. And I'm not just saying this to do shout-outs for all the people. I'm saying this because I'm learning a lot of stuff from these people. Pauline, Miss Magical Conversation Ops. I mean, she takes the art of conversation to a new level. And I had Christoph Wyman on today. And you think, okay, Pauline with Miss Magical Conversations, what's that? Well, when I started doing the behind-the-scenes research, when you communicate properly and you listen to some of these recommendations she has, it makes a difference in how the people walk away from you. Christoph Wyman, are you kidding? When you're done working with someone like this, your company is talking, and he sets a foundation down on how your people communicate initially with these people, they're going to walk away with a totally different perspective on what your company is all about. This is serious stuff. And we got easywaynetwork.com. Eric's built. Click sign up, log in, subscribe to easywaybroadcasting.com. Text easyway to 55678. This is all stuff that will bring you into the network. And remember, tomorrow, October 23rd, Eric's going to be going over all this kind of stuff. We're going to be going over the channels, the announcement of facebook.com/Easuli, and it's going to be 9 a.m. on the different channels. But this, some of the stuff I just wanted to share with you, and you know, like I was saying, we got they say it's going to be a party. It's going to be a party bus coming up, and you got to jump on board this bus. It's going to be the 9th to the 11th at the Palms Hotel. The channel announcement, all right, this is going to be the Facebook Philmon channel, the DirecTV, and Eric's going to be talking about that tomorrow. This is big stuff, and it's all being taken to another level. And now, I just wanted to share some of that with you because this is just, to me, I find it kind of fun. It's kind of fun stuff. It's interesting stuff. Edie Darling was featured on the cover of the Influential People magazine with Frank Shankiewicz. And I'm going to jump in. I got to hit you with some news. So I'm going to hit you with some news real quick. I just wanted to share that with you because fun people, interesting people, but this is real stuff, you know, for your business and so on. Okay, I'm going to jump into a little bit of the news that's been going on, and I'm going to go through this rapidly. There's some concerns about the mercury levels in canned tuna. Okay, there's so much here. Some say it's safe. Some say there's concerns. You have to go online, do your research about the tuna issue. Pot is becoming legal in many areas. Problems they're starting to have is the increase in traffic accidents and fatalities in areas where it's legal because they're finding out that people have been smoking. So that's an issue they're dealing with and how to change laws. Chicken prices are going up. Why? Well, this is kind of strange. Chickens are getting too lazy to mate. The natural selection has gotten so out of hand that now chickens are too top-heavy to even be interested in reproducing. What's the term? Go figure. Oh, God. Rumors of L.A. Mayor Richard Garcetti running for president. His quote, I am thinking about this. Governor Brown makes judicial appointment, including attorney who has helped legislation on the anti-harassment policies. California former top cop forms marijuana distribution firm in new age of legislation. House passes disaster age bill with wildfire funding. 18 Californians vote no. Question mark there for me. Why would that be? Three California House members cross party lines on spending bill. The government open? That'd be a good thing, I would imagine. As far as the eye can see, let's see if I could squeeze some more stuff in. As far as the eye can see, thousands fleeing Honduras because of the terrible situations down there, unemployment and robberies and sexual harassment, so on and so forth. The list goes on. They just want to get out of there. this is like a six-lane freeway as far as the eye could see. The 3,000 to 5,000 people traveling, going into Guatemala and Mexico, they just are overwhelming the fences and so on. They're just trying to come up. And the idea for them is for basically a new life in the United States. Now, I give the Guatemalan police credit. They caught 100 ISIS terrorists. And moving on to the news you've been hearing about, Saudi officials confirmed the death of Washington journalist Khashoggi, Jamal Khashoggi, who died in the Turkish consulate. Now, the Saudi foreign minister said it was a tremendous mistake when Khashoggi was killed. Yes. The fingers are pointing to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Corker blamed the Saudi prince for Khashoggi's death on CNN. The U.S. has multi-billion dollar arms deals with the Saudis, and they're a necessary ally, but this incident is not helping relations. Whatever, the prince is in hot water. Let's see if I can squeeze a couple more things here. Kim Kardashian, Kanye West pro-Trump endorsement helped to get Alice Johnson out of her prison sentence. She's 63 years old, serving life for cocaine trafficking, and she was released. Well, the after effects of the East Coast hurricanes in Florida and the East Coast, it's just absolutely devastating. And I said earlier in the show, when you see the devastation and you hear it on the news, that's one thing. But when you check the aftermath of the flooding, you know, the thin bridges where they say the floods come up to a certain level that they haven't been to in years. And it literally comes up within inches of the bridge itself when it should be 6-8 feet lower. Well, it's not only hit up to that emergency level, it's gone 10 and 15 feet over the bridge, washed the bridge away, and it looks like there was never even a street there before. This is the kind of changes that have been going on with this. And now there's another one, a Cat 4 storm heading towards Mexico. And we'll hear more about that. But anyway, I just wanted to cover some of that stuff, cover some of the bases there. And again, guys, I'm just going to go over this again because this is exciting stuff. The Easy Way Wall of Fame. And we got, remember, tomorrow, October 23rd, the channel announcement for DirecTV. It's going to be at 9 a.m., facebook.com/Ezuli. Be talking about the Philmon channel and all the stuff we got going on. And this is exciting stuff. And remember, easywaynetwork.com. Check. Or you got to click. Sign up / log up on top. Log in. Okay, you got to log in up on top. Subscribe to the easywaybroadcasting.com. And like I said before, text EasyWay to 55678. You do not want to miss all this stuff. It's very exciting stuff. And, you know, if you don't keep up with some of this, just like we were talking about with our guest, Christoph Wyman. Okay, overlook the customer service stuff and just open up your business, everything. You put a lot of money in it and all that. But if you overlook stuff like Christoph is teaching you, this is the basics on how companies are going to come in. And the first presentation you give, the first impression they get, he's an expert at this, and this is serious business. This isn't just talk. This is serious stuff. So anyway, guys, thank you, Carmelita, and interesting and an inspirational show with Yogi, to Christoph Wyman for coming on with he's taken this to another level of excellence with customer service. And thank you all for coming on. And Reith, I hope everything's going good with your shooting. And guys, get ready for our upcoming guest coming on the show. And until next week, Radio Boomers Live, Monday morning, 10 to 11. And remember, with our new engineering, our guests can be on, and you could literally watch the stuff they're talking about. So till then, Radio Boomers Live out. Keep busy, keep the faith, and keep on moving.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.